Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shir by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Zvachim is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Chil Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
We're learning Maseches Zvachim Daf Tzadik Vav. We're going to start from the Mishnah Daf Tzadik Hay Amud Beis. The Mishnah is discussing the din of Mariku Shtifa. The Pasuk says, L'gabi Chatas in Parashas Sav, the Klicheres HaShetavushal Bayishaver, Vim Beklina Chayshis B'shol Amarek V'shutaf Amayim, that if a carbon was cooked in a kli charis, you have to do shvir of the kli charis. We spoke in the previous year. We'll speak again. The Rambam holds that that din is dafka by a chatos. There's no din of shvir by other karbanis. And Ashi holds that that din is by all karbanis, that if you cook it in a kli charis, you have to break the kli charis. And the din is that if you cook it in a kli nechashis, in a kli matris, so then there's a din that you need mariku ushtifa. Which we'll see in the Gemara in that Tzadik Vavim Abayis, it's a little bit more than Agola, has a little bit different dinim than Agola, but it's a din Riku Shtifa. So the Mishnah says, Echad Shebishul Bay, if you cook in the kachim in the pot, Echad Sheir L'Secher Sech, if you pour in it hot kachim, Echad Kachim Kadoshim, Echad Kachim Kalim, Tunim Riku Shtifa. They all need Riku Shtifa, whether it's Kachim Kachim, Kachim Kalim, if Shimonim Kachim Kalim, ain't Tunim Riku Shtifa. And like we'll see in the Gemara, it needs Hagala, but Mariku Shtifa is a little bit more. We'll see that at the end of the Shia. Now, as a little bit of akdama to the sugya, there's a Machlokes Rishonim. What's exactly the Mechayiv of the Shvir by Kli Charis and the Mariku Shtifa by Kli Nechashis? What's the Mechayiv? What exactly is the cause? Why a Mechayiv to do Mariku Shtifa by a Kli Matchis and Shvir by a Kli Charis? And the Eger discussion is a little bit Shalayim Kaimai. It's in Avodah Zarah, Daf Ayin Vav. There, the Gemara brings down what's spoken about in several other places in Shas, earlier in Avodah Zarah and in Pesachim, that it's brought down the halacha from Reb Chiya Breider Rav Huna that the din of Geulei Nachrim, the din by Kli Midyan, the Torah says you have to kash the kelim before you use them. The only time the Torah asked if a pot was used for non-kosher food, you're only not allowed to use it for kosher food if it's a kedera basyema, if it was used that day. If it wasn't used that day, if it was used the day before, so then it's nice and tamlef gam, then it does not add flavor to the food, fakert, it makes it worse, it's nice and tamlef gam and it's mutter. So the halacha lemais is that lechatchila, we do not use even a kedera, which is not a basyema, gzeira atu basyema. Any pot that treifa food was cooked in it, we don't use it at all, even after, then even the next day, gzeira, that you might use it the same day. But b'di'evid, if it was used that day, can ask for the food, but if it was used the next day, it doesn't ask it because nesan tam lefgam. So the shayla rishayim discussed there is what's called basyema. Rashi says that if it was cooked that day, it's a basyema. If it was cooked the day before, it's pagim belinas laila. Since it stayed overnight, it becomes pagim. So Rashi is clearly mashma that you don't need to wait 24 hours from the time you used it. As long as it went overnight, that also makes it pagim. And some Rishonim argue, and they hold, no, you need it to wait 24 hours. It's a shir, it's a yayim shalim, a 24-hour day. That's what it takes to be pagim. Rashi holds it takes alinas laila echad. It has to stay over the night, not 12 hours, but it has to be over the night. No matter when you cook during the day, it takes the whole night to be pagamit. That's also a shail and Rashi. If you cook that night, Rabbi Natam says, no, it's only when it's cooked by day. If it's cooked by night, you have to wait till the next night. So the Russian Taisus asks Akasha, if you're going to say that if it's left overnight, then it's already pagum, and then already there's no issa to cook with it, me deraisa. So what's the pshat in Mariku Shtifa by Kli Nechashis and Shvir by Kli Charis? The pot will never become asr. The pot will never become treif. Because until the next morning, it's not nicer. And afterwards, it's already pogum. So you never have any tarfas in your pot. So Taisus brings us a raya from here, that you need the entire night to be pagim. It's not good enough if you cook by night, it doesn't become pagim the next morning, just because it stayed till after Eloisa Shachar. The only time staying overnight is Pegamid if it was already cooked before the night. So then you could say that Mariku Shtifa is necessary when you cook the Kachem by night. When you cooked it by night, if it's already cooked by night, so the next morning it's already nicer, but it's not a pogum, because you need the entire night to be pogumit. That's what Taisa says. And the Rosh is that that's a daichik, and he'd prefer learning that you need a full 24 hours to be pogum. So Mimela, there'll always be a time that it became nicer before it became pogum, that it became nicer when you were not allowed to cook with the pat. If you cook one day with the pat, the next morning, if let's say you cooked with the pat 9 o'clock in the morning, say 8:30 the next morning, it's nicer, but it's not pogum yet because it's not 24 hours. That's a discussion of Taisus and the Rosh. So you see from both Taisus and the Rosh that the site of Marika and Shtifa and Shvira by Kli Charis is because it's a treifa pat. That's the site of the Chiv. The Chiv is you're not allowed to cook with this pat because it has in it Blias that became nicer. And it's not pogum yet. Taisa says because you cooked it by night. If you cooked by day, it would become pogum. The Rosh says because you need 24 hours to become pogum. But Lamaisa, it's a treifa pat. Why don't you just wait until it becomes pogum, until it's the 24 hours? Why don't you just wait until it becomes pogum and then you could use the pat? Hazak the Rosh, the Chiv Mariku Shtif was chal when it's a treifa pat. When you're not allowed to cook with this pat because of the blias of nais, it's chal achiv of mikro shtifa and shriya beklichers, and once it's chal, shuvli parka. But the site of the chiv mikro shtifa and shriya beklichers lefitais in the Rosh is that the pat is also to use. That's the site of the chiv. The fact that the pat is also to use, that makes a mechayiv of mikro shtifa and shriya beklichers. So why is the pat also to use? Because it has blias of nicer. So that's why they start having a problem that why is it also to use? It's already nice in time of come. It's ready the next day. That's what nicer is. So Taisa says, the pshat is that you cook by night. So staying overnight only works if it stays over the whole night. And the Rosh says, because you need 24 hours, and it becomes nicer before the 24 hours. And the Rosh is masbir that the pshat is once it was a treifa pat. So even after it becomes pogum, it doesn't go off the chiyuv. The Ran, near Aveid Dezara, says he doesn't agree with the whole shakla v'tariyah. Mariku shtifa and shvira by kli charis has nothing to do with the fact that it's also to use the pat. That's not the vart. It's came the same type, but then it's shreifas nicer. The Ramban Sakam Naflaman also says that lashin, that it goes, it's like it didn't like shreifas nicer. It's like it didn't have beer nicer. Even if it's mutter to use the pat, that's nice in tam levgam. But there is nicer in the pat. You gotta get rid of the nicer. How do you have to get rid of the nicer? If them, the Torah gave a chiv of mikro shtifa by kli madchis and shvira by kli charis. But the chiv is not because it's usher to use the pat. No, maybe it's mutter to use the pat. It's nice in tam levgam. Anyway, you could use the pat for min b'minoi. Even if you hold the tam kicker is the raisa, or tam kicker by kachim would be the raisa. But if you use the pat by min b'mina, there's no tam kicker. You can't taste the tam, so why did that be bottle bereiv? Shalom maybe a mevall and islach et chila, but lav dafke a mevall and islach et chila is an isser deraisa, first of all. Second of all, it's not your kavana to be mevatel. You're using the pat, and memeil it's going inside, so it could be there's no din of a mevall and islach et chila. Balkoponim, they're on and they're on Naman. It's not the vart because the pad is treif, because the pad is also to use. It's not what makes the mechayiv of mikro shtif and shtif shriya b'kli chayris. The mechayiv is came like a chiv of beer nicer. You have to get rid of the blias. The Ran reads durch also that even if it's pogum, so you might ask, he's bothered by a kasha if the nicer is not royal achila, so mechatez is a chiv of beer nicer. So he says, yes, he has signed that it's not the pshat that the blias in the pot are pogum. They're not pogum. They are edible. Now the pshat is, they're not going to be meisif tam into the food. They don't add flavor to the food for care to pogum the food. They don't make the food taste better, they make it taste worse. So there's the concept of nice and tam levgam. If you're eating the food be'en, so as long as it's still edible, it's aser. But if the pshat is, the iser is because it's giving tam into the food. As long as you don't want the time, it's not improving the time, it's making it less, and that's called nice and time of gam. That's a heter. So he says, kol kametz in the walls of the pot, even though we're saying it's pugim, meaning that it could be pugim, it doesn't taste good anymore, meaning it's not going to improve the taste of the pot that you cook it in. But it's still edible. It's still royal achila. So mel is still chal in the chiv of being nice. So these are the two mahalchim that we see from the sugyan of Eidazarim. The Rosh and Taisus Neman klar that the chiv mika shtif comes because of the iser to use the pot. Since you're not allowed to use the pot, that's what makes the din of mika shtif and shvir b'kli chayrus. That's why they have a problem. That by the time it's nice, it's already nice and tam lefgam, so it's never not allowed to use the pot. So they say, either you need 24 hours, or at least you need the entire night. So mela, it could be nicer before it became pogum. So since it was chal, a time where you weren't allowed to use the pot, it was chal achiv miku shtifa, mela, it's like pocket achiv. Vashek and Niran, and their banaman has nothing to do with the fact that you can't use the pot. The pshat is, it's like achiv of being nicer. Now, there's really a third mahalach. There's a mahalach from the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav has a whole shtickle in the Rambam. The Rambam says you need miku shtika ekev achila. The shaila is, what does he mean by ekev achila? The Brisker Rav learns up, he has a whole shtickle. Be'ez Hashem, it's the game, beker to the Gemara in Daf Tzadik Zayin. Be'ez Hashem, read a shtickle then. But he learns that the din miku shtifa, according to the Rambam, is not the pshat because the pot's also to use. And not the pshad because the blibe's nicer, even before it's nicer. Stam. There's a halacha that when you have kachim, you use the pot for kachim, there's a din of mikro shtifa, nothing to do with nicer. Even before it becomes nicer, that's the xeris of kasev. You have to take out the blias of kachim from the pot. That's ekev achila, means at the end of the achila, because of the achila, nothing to do with any iser to eat nicer, nothing to do with any beer nicer, nothing to do with nicer altogether. There's a din stam, you have to do mikro shtifa on the pot. So that's a third mahalach. Taisus holds with a clarkite that the pshat is because the pot is treif, it's also to use, that's what makes the chalais miku shtifa. The Ran holds, no, it's not because the pot's also to use, it's a din like cane, like beer, nicer. But the pshat is, the miku shtifa is because of the nicer. And the Brisker Rav says in the Rambam, that's all they do with nicer either. Stam, you can't leave kachim in a pot. You have to get out, you have to get the kachim out of the pot. Stam achi miku shtifa. Now, the Mishnah says, Echad shebishel bay v'echad she'ir l'seicha reseach. Whether you cook in the pot or whether you poured boiling kachim into the pot. And the Gemara brings it, a raya from a pasuk. The Gemara brings in the braisa, that you learn out from a pasuk, that ir l'seicha reseach has the same din. Hataisis is mayrich about whether ir is kakli rishain or not. Machlaikis, the third is the three-way machlaikis, like we'll explain. Not so much a sugya here, but a bissel saying over the ikashitas. There's a few inyanim which you could discuss iri. You could discuss iri lagabe blia, whether when you pour hot water or hot meichel onto something, does that cause it to be belea? You could discuss iri lagabe bishel. Is there a din of bishel, let's say lagabe Shabbos, is it considered cooking it? We know that only a kli rishon could be mevashel. A kli sheni cannot be mevashel. But what about iruy? Is iruy a kli rishon and is mevashel, or iruy a kli sheni and it's not mevashel? And also, you could clear legabi hechsher kelim. What's a din legabi hechsher kelim? Is there a din of hechsher kelim with iruy? Can you kash a kelim by pouring hot water over them? So, there are three shittas. Lechar legabi blias. Pretty much the Gemara says here very clearly that there is a din of blias by iri. There's also another Gemara in Psachim, and Daf Ayin Vav, that the Gemara in Psachim has a machlokes Rav and Shmuel if he lo gavar or tata gavar. That when you have a, put a hot thing on top of a cold thing, does it make blias? Rav says, he lo gavar, that since the top is hot, that can make blias. And Shmuel says, Tata gavar. No, only if the bottom is hot, that's what makes the blias. When the top is hot, it does not make the blias. It goes bust to the bottom. So, that lechayr would sound that if a hot thing is poured onto a cold thing, you say, Tata gavar, it is no blias. But the Gemara there says that Shmuel's maskim, that kadei klipa, is not belay fully, it doesn't absorb completely into it, because you say, Tata gavar. But kadei klipa, absorbing kadei klipa, that it would do, even though the banim is cold. Kedei klipa means a thin layer, enough that you could peel it off. So the Chayyur does state that Iroi does do a bliya, does state in Agamar, and the Chayyur, we pass on like Shmuel Tetogave, so it says there that Iroi only does a bliya of Kedei klipa. Now Taisa says it's sad that maybe Rabbi Natam learns that that's only when they're both solid food, then it only does Kedei klipa. By shaking the liquid, then you say that Iroi is Keklivishan, and it does the complete bliya. But L'chaya, the Blias is pretty clear in the Gemara. The Machlekes Rabbeinu Tam and Rishbam is Lagabi Bishul. Well, there the Rishbam says that Iroi is Kekli Sheni. Iroi does not cause a Bishul. So he allowed one to do Iroi, he allowed you to pour from a Kli Rishon onto raw food on Shabbos. It vibes like a Kli Sheni. And Rabbeinu Tam argues, he says, you see in Agamar that Iroi causes a Blia. So Mele Vaisis and Iroi is Kekli Rishon. And the Rishbam is L'chaya Mechalik, that Dafka Abliya would do Kedei Klipa if you hold the Torah Gavar, but Bishul, it won't do at all. So the Rishbam holds that Bishul is less than Blias. By Blias, it will be a Bliya of Kedei Klipa. By Bishul, it won't be any Bishul at all. By Shengen Rebbein Etam holds Fakert, that Iroi, that Bishul is more Chamer than Blias. But even though by Blias we say Tatar Gavar, and the Blias is only Kedei Klipa, but Bishul, Rabbeinu Tam is Mashmitz Mevashel Lagamri. And Rabbeinu Tam also holds that you could use Iroi to be Machshe Kelim. As a Shaila, L'chaira Hechshe Kelim should have to do with Blias. So since you see in the Gemara Mesachin that by Blia you say Tatar Gavar, it only works Kedei Klipa, so why is Rabbeinu Tam hold that Iroi should work by Hechshe Kelim? Taisus is bothered by that. And he says that maybe Tatar Gav is dafka by two solid foods like we mentioned, but by a liquid it has a complete Blia. As Vasemis says, that could be Hechshe Kelim is different than Blias. Hechshe Kelim has a different thing. It doesn't work the same as Blias. Could be Lagabe Blia you say Tatar Gav, and Mimele can't do more than Kedei Klipa. But Lagabe Hechshe Kelim you don't say Tatar Gav. That has the same agdara as Bishul, and just like Rabbeinu Tam holds you could do Bishul with Iroi, you could do Hechshe Kelim with Iroi. But those are two shittas. The Rishbam holds that Bishul is more kal than Blias, and even though by a Blia, the Gemara is Mavur, it does a Blia, the Gemara Mesachim says Kedei Klipa, but by Bishul it doesn't do at all. And Rabbeinu Tam holds that Bishul is more chamin than Blias. And you only say Tatar Gavar by Blias, that prevents the Blia from happening, and only goes Kedei Klipa. But Bishul, you say that Iroi is Keklivishin, and Mamela causes a Bishul. And the Ri holds in the middle. The Ri holds that the Bishul and Blias are exactly the same. Just like by Blia, you say that Tatar Gavar and only goes Kedei Klipa, so too by Bishul, you say Tatar Gavar and also is only Mavashul Kedei Klipa. So the Ri would hold, like Rabbeinu Tam, Lamaisa, that you're not allowed to pour from a Kli Rishon onto a raw food on Shabbos, not because it's Mevashel Lagamri, but because it's Mevashel Kedei Klipa. But it would also hold that let's say you did Iroi on a food before Shabbos, and it became Mevashel Kedei Klipa, you would not be allowed to put it into a Kli Rishon on Shabbos, because it's only Mevashel Kedei Klipa, and now you're putting a Kli Rishon which is Mevashel Lagamri. Rabbeinu Tam maybe would hold that that's mutter, because he'd hold the Iroi is Mevashel Lagamri. But according to the Ri, it's only Mevashel Kedei Klipa. And similarly, Lagabi Hechshe Kelim, something which was used in the Kli Rishon, you can't use Iroi to be Machshir, because Iroi would only work Kedei Klipa. But something which only became Treif Al Yidei Iroi, so then you could Kashrut Al Yidei Iroi, because just like it became Treif Al Kedei Klipa, Kabbalah Kach Polta, you'd be able to Kashrut, it would work Kedei Klipa. That's the Ikashitas in the Sugya of Iroi. And now let's see the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Bayroyim b'chama t'loyim b'avera taner mahu." What if, instead of cooking the meat in a pot, instead you had like a spit, and you roasted the meat in the space in the ear of a oven? Mahu? Does that oven now need shvira? Abishuli bluhu dekabed rechmana. Aydilma abishul b'loy b'luah. It does the Torah that says shvira by kli charis is dafka because it's b'leah, because it absorbs the tam of the kachim, and that's why it's asa, that's why it's in a shvir, or just the mere fact of cooking it, that alone asas it even without absorbing any tam. So the Gemara goes on with the shakla vitaria to try to bring rayas, and the Gemara is not pashit the shayla. Rashi actually in that tzadik vav says that there was a pshitas. Rashi says in that tzadik vav, the top Rashi, Haikim the tamish and blue v'loya bishul kapit kra. The name exeris akasavu. So Rashi says that the Gemara was pashitit, and it's not clear, we'll speak soon, where did Rashi get that the Gemara was pashitit? But the Rambam says that it's a suffix. The Rambam says, let's say someone roasted the chatas and the avaratana. So it's a suffix. Do you need shvir? Or don't you need shvir? It's a suffix. Vices the Rambam holds, it was never a pshitas, like the Gemara's mashman, it was never a pshitas. Now the Lecha Mishnah is bothered that the Rambam only says his din, legabe yekli cheres, atanir shel cheres, and legabe yechatas kishitas a Rambam, which we spoke about in the previous year, that the Rambam shita is, the din of shvir is dafka by yechatas. By any other carbon that you cook in a kli cheres, the kli cheres would not need shvir, riku shtifa would work for that. So the Rambam only brings the din by yechatas in a kli cheres, only legabe the shayla, if you need shvir or not. The Lecha Mishnah says, the Gemara doesn't sound that way. We're talking about the Mishnah of Mariko Ushtifa. It doesn't sound like it's only a shayla, legabe klicheres, legabe shvir. Who would then the same shayla should apply to the din of Mariko Ushtifa? By a klimatchis. Why does the Rambam only say it by a klicheres? So the Mekavis Mishnah says that Mariko Ushtifa is different than shvira. Mariko Ushtifa is definitely to get rid of the blias. And if there are no blias, so then there can't be any din in Mariko Ushtifa. They bring a raya, the Mekavis Mishnah brings the raya, because the Gemara, on Tzav Tzadik Vavim and Beis, asks the Shaila, what's the din if you have a mixes kli? If your bishul mixes kli, do you need a Mariko Ushtifa in the entire kli or not? And the Gemara is mashma that the shayla is it mefafei in the entire kli? Do the blias go in the entire kli? If you're going to say even without any blias, your chayiv and mariko shtifa, so what should be the tzad that by a mixes kli you wouldn't be chayiv in the whole kli? L'chay mixes kli means that the blias are in the mixes kli. So that's a shayla, you need mariko shtifa in the entire kli. But if the bishul works even without balua, so how could it be that a mixes kli would be any different? And a lot of the chreinim say this gang, that the pshad in Mariko Ushtifa is a pshad, Mariko Ushtifa is to get rid of the blias. If there are no blias, there can't be Mariko Ushtifa. Kerneris v'asem es kama chreinim. Vashenke in shvi of klicheris, that you could say that the xeris because of is even without any blias, the bishop b'lei b'lua makes it in shvi and klicheris. Vashenke in Mariko Ushtifa, you can't do Mariko Ushtifa if there are no blias. The Mariko Ushtifa is to get rid of the blias. Now you could claim, if this pshad, which is the chayyab shat in the Rambam, why Bishul Bloy Blue is dafka by shvir by klicheres, even though there are achreinim, among them the Chavetz Chaim and the Zevach Teidam, and his Lakut Eloch as it learns that the Rambam is lav dafka. And the Rambam said the din by shvir, who a din is by Mariko Ushtifa. But if you learn, like Rav achreinim, that it's dafka by klicheres, by shvir, not by Mariko Ushtifa, that's the chilek, that shvir of klicheres is even without blias, Hashenke Mariko Ushtifa is not shaykh only if there's blias. The shayla is that shtim with the Taisvis? Because Taisvis here, on that tzadik vav and aleph, and also on sachem, on that flamen and beis, and in other places, that's a kasha. If you're going to say that bishul b'lei b'lua requires shvira, so what's the pshat in the Gemara? The Gemara sachem that flamen, and the Gemara in Avei Dezara that says, that Taira ida al klichere she'ene yetzim le'dayfiv lo'ilam. Shenemar, that the Torah says that the klicheres, you can't get rid of the blias no matter what you do. What's the raya? Because it says that a klicheres, that you cook a chatas with, you have to break elamai, there's no way to get rid of the blias. So, if you're going to say that din shvir is even by bishul b'lei b'lua, so it has nothing to do with getting rid of the blias. There are no blias. So what's the raya? That a Torah Yidah al Klicheres, Shemi Yetzim Deif La'ilam, where was the Torah made? How could you say that Klicheres is Wishwa Yishavit? It's telling you there's no way to get rid of the Blias. that din shvi is even without any blius, according to one side of Rami Bachama. So according to Rashi, that says that the maskanis ha-gemara is that you need belua, and bishul alone doesn't do it, so it's not shvi. The maskanis ha-gemara is that it's also blius. So mamela, if it's also blius, if you get rid of the blius, you shouldn't need shvi. Hatayir l'kichayir sheni eisim deifim v'olam. But if you learn like the Rambam, that the Gemara never had such a maskana, so that's Taisus Kasha. If Bishul Bulei Bulua would need Shvira, so where would you see in the Din Shvira that it's any Eitzim Deif of Lailam has nothing to do with the Blius? Even without the Blius, there's a Din Shvira. So it could be a good say in other Teretz that the Sfasemis and the Chedushi Agris say here that the Gemara has two cases. The Gemara is a case of Bishul Bulei Bulua and Bulua Bulei Bishul. There's two dinim of Shvira. There's a Shvira of Bishul Bulei Bulua. That din shvira has nothing to do with blius. But there's another din shvira of belua b'lei bishul, ba'iri l'seichai. So the din of shvira by belua b'lei bishul, that's only when there's blius. If there's no blius, then you don't have the shvira, because you don't have the bishul b'seichai. You just have iri l'seichai. So if you learn that way, so it also shdim. But Taisa says a different shot. Taisa says that even though the Torah says that there's a chiv by bishul b'lei belua, but since Lamaisa, there's a difference in Kli Chayrus and Kli Nechayshus. Kli Nechayshus doesn't need Bishul. Kli Nechayshus doesn't need Shvira, I mean. Kli Nechayshus needs Miku Shtifa. And Kli Chayrus needs Shvira. It's not mistabris tam to say Xeris HaKasav that this type of material needs Shvira even without Blius, and this type of material doesn't need Shvira, this type of material needs Miku Shtifa. The Gemara held that's not mistabra. Stam exeris akasav v'chayik amilsa b'lay taima, that there's a difference in the material. The Torah made this material need shvira, and this material good enough miku shtifa for no reason. It has to be that the reason why kli chayres needs shvira as opposed to miku shtifa is because if there were blius in the kli chayres, there'd be no way to get it out. The kli nechayshus, you could get it out with miku shtifa, but the kli chayres, you can't. You need shvira even when there's no blius. That's because the Torah, that much a Torah could do. The Torah could say that even when there's b'pail no blius, but we're considering a bishul ki'ilu the blius. But the assign a davar of shvira has to start from the fact that if there were blius, there'd be no way to get them out. Because if you'd be able to get out the blius, then there's no makam stam to be matzuk shvira by kli cheres, and by necheshe say that miku shtif is good enough. If getting rid of the blius works by nechayshis, you wouldn't be able to stand the xeris akasav that it wouldn't work by cheris. The xeris akasav by cheris starts from the fact that if there were blius, you wouldn't be able to get rid of them. So now that there are no blius, we say it's kiel of there were blius. So my shayl is this teretz of teisa shtim with the Rambam? If we're saying in the Rambam that the Rambam held that bishul b'lei b'lua can only be by kli cheris, because you can't say that bishul b'lei b'lua should need mriku v'shtifa, because mriku v'shtifa is only to get rid of the blius. And memela, if there are no blius, there's nothing to get rid of. You can't have mriku v'shtifa. Mashenk and shvira. Shvira is breaking it. They're shach to say you could break it even though there are no blius. And the shalas connect shtim with taisvis. That taisvis says that the pshat and the gemara that learned from the pasuk, that by kli cheres atayr idal kli cheres shen yetz medayfav la'olam, and the tayr testified that there's no way to get rid of the blius of kli cheres because it says kli cheres bishul yishaver. Vayis says even if bishul b'lei b'lua needs shvira, it's only because had there been blius, there'd be no way to get rid of them. So if the pshat and the shvira is we consider the bishul b'lei b'lua to be ki'ilu, there was a blia, so maybe that would work for miku shtifa also. But it's not mukrich. It could be that if the pshat is that had there been blius, there's no way to get rid of them. So that's Mechayim Shvira, even if there's no Blius, Kilu that there would be Blius. Mashen Kain, even if there would be Blius, you can get rid of them through Miku Shtifa. Still the Rambam would hold, or the Rambam would hold, the Gemara holds, that it wouldn't be Shayakti Mechayim Miku Shtifa when there's no Blius, because the whole Avoid of Miku Shtifa is to get rid of the Blius. If there are no Blius, there can't be a Din of Miku Shtifa. Here's Lion Bezeh. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara brings that Tahu Tanur Dachu Beit Tichaya, that there was a tanner which was smeared with a flesh of grease. Rabbi Loi lemichle rifta la'olam afilu b'milcha dimas lemitcha b'kutcha. Rabbi Loi held that you're not allowed to eat bread from this tanner, even with salt, and is even without any milchiks, because you might eat it with milchiks. So Rabbi Loi is telling you two chidushim. One chidush is that if bread is baked in an oven, which is a fleishig oven, which oven that's smeared with fleishig fat, so that bread is also to eat, period. Because even though the bread, fleishig of bread, is also because you might eat it with milk. That's halacha. We won't go into a barichas here. And Chazal asserted eating bread that's fleishig or milchiks, because you might eat it, if it's fleishig bread, you might eat it with milk. And the second chiddush Rabbi Loi is saying is lo'ilam. That means there is no way to machshir this tanner. There's no way to make that this oven shouldn't be fleishig anymore. So the Gemara is kashinim. May sveit and loshin is isa b'chelim. From loshin kol abas kulas from the hergal aveir. That you can put make milchik bread, and that will be usher because maybe lead to fleishig. And also in tashin is a tanner ba'alia. You can't smear the oven with fat, because I don't have fleishig bread from Tosh Kol Bas Kula Asura, but the Brisa says, Atshiasik is a tanner. So about the second Chiddush Rabbi Loi, that there's no way to makshir the tanner, the Brisa says, clearly not the way. The Brisa says that when you burn out the tanner, so then you burn out the, and it becomes pyre, if you burn out the fleishig fats. So Moshe says, Tifter Rabbi Loi, Tifta. So it's a Tifta to him, because you could, through Hesik, get all the fleishigs out of the oven. So the Gemara goes into that. The Gemara explains it's dafka if you put the fire inside, and that's why by a pat, by a kli cheres, a pat that's made out of cheres, there's no eitzah to do that because we're afraid that you'll be chayes aleh. We're afraid that you won't be able, you won't do it properly because you're afraid that the pat will get ruined. So that's why you aren't machshir a kli cheres in this way. And the Gemara sakasha, so how come the k'deirish shel mikdash? Why did they break them when they use these pots to cook the karbanis? Why did they break the kli cheres? They just put it into a furnace, and that will make it, that will kasher it. According to Rabbi Loi, even that wouldn't kasher it, but we're saying that would kasher it. So why didn't they do that? So Reb Zeira said, because they didn't make furnaces in Yerushalayim. There's too much smoke. They didn't want Yerushalayim to be a city which has smoke in it. They didn't make furnaces in Yerushalayim. So Abaye said, well, is it better to break it in the Azara? Did they make a garbage dump in the Azara? That you can have broken pieces of pottery lying around the Azara? And the Gemara says, Shemitzi Adatani, Shmaya Bakalmanai, Shmivikle Cheres, Nivlam Bim Kaiman. That a nice happened to the broken pottery, that it got absorbed in its place, so there was no problem of making an ashba in the Azara. Atkan the Gemara. So Taisus asks a number of questions. One is that if the Gemara's maskana is that you could put the clay chayrus in a furnace, or you could fill it up with coals and get the blias out, so what does it mean? That because the Torah says to break the clay chayrus, that shows you that it'll never come out. It will come out. It'll come out through putting it into a furnace. So Taisus says that's not the same keli. When you put a keli, when you put the kli chayrus back into the furnace, then you say panam chadash is bo lekan. It's considered a completely different keli. So tari idal kli chayrus, that when you don't do this method of putting in the furnace, then there's no other way to get it out. There's no din mariko shtifa. Kashering kli chayrus would not work, but putting the kli chayrus back in the furnace would taka get the blius out. But that's not called that it says nefiv. That's called you're making a new keli panam chadash is bo lekan. Now, Taisus uses also this svar of Panav Chadashis to answer another kasha. That on the tzad that you'll say that Bishul B'loi B'lua is also Nid Shvira, so why should putting it into the furnace help? Why would it be better than Bishul B'loi B'lua? So Taisus says the same teretz, that wouldn't be a problem that you didn't break the keli because you made a Panav Chadashis, you made a new keli. If you're dealing with the same keli, then you need to break it. There's no other way to kasher it. And even Bishul B'loi B'lua, like we spoke at before, the pshat is considered kilu to his B'lua there. So you need to break it. There's no way to kasher it. Mashengim, putting it into kevshainis, that's making a different keli. Making a different keli, that won't be mechayev shvira. But Rashi, like we mentioned, said that the reason why it works is because haikimna the tamu shimbaluah v'loya bishul kapit kra. Because we said there was bishul is not because of baluah. So the shaila is, where did Rashi get that the Gemara, that's who he asked, where did Rashi get that the Gemara's maskana was that you need baluah, the bishul is not the vart? So Rabbi Kivega says a pshat, that once pshat and Rayim Bachama, why would he think that bishul baloi baluah needs shvir? Wouldn't it be more pasha to learn the pasuk that the shvir is because of the blias, you cook the karbanis, it has the karbanis in it. Either like we said, it makes the pat treif, or it's a din like beer nicer, whatever it is, but if there's no blias at all, what would be the havman, and why would Rav Bechama think that would be mechayiv shvira? So Zogdi Rabbi Kivenga, because the Gemara thought Batsim you could kasher a kli cheres to Marika Shtifa. Batsim you could get rid of the blias. Maybe you can't get rid of them totally, but you can get rid of them enough that it wouldn't aser. He has a cheshbon al kapanim bahitera bala, it wouldn't aser. We had said such a teretz in the Kresu Plesi in the previous year, that the Rambam holds halacha l'maisa, that if it's not a chatas, and you cook another carbon in the kli chayis, you don't eat shvira. The Mishnah says that echa kachim kachim, echa kachim kalmas from Riku Ushtifa. But shvira, the Rambam learns the previous Mishnah, zechayimim b'chatas is going on shvira also. And you cook another carbon in the kli chayis, you don't eat shvira. Riku Ushtifa is good enough. So everyone asked on the Rambam, how could it be? A kli chayres, it doesn't work to kasher it. And he eats him the day from Vailam. So one of the teruts in the crazy who places teruts is, that ena chanami neblias stay, but they become shvach through mriku ushtifa. So if it's asa already, if it's treif already, so even if the blia becomes shvach, it remains treif. But since it becomes shvach, it's like nesen tam by nesen tam, where if you're dealing with something which is already asa, there's no din of nesen tam by nesen tam. If you cook something asa in the pot, and then you cook something else after it, it becomes usr. Hashengen, if you cook, let's say, fleishuchs in a pot, and then you cook something parav afterwards, it's nice and tam by nice and tam of a terah, so that doesn't become fleishuchs, it remains parav. So who had din a carbon that you cook in a pot? The violet's not usr, it's not nicer. So the mriku shtifa is machlish the tam, and mamela, it can't get a chleis isr. So anyway, if you're going to say that kashering the pot would really work, and still the Torah was machmer and said you have to break it. So the Rayim Bacham had a shayla. What's the pshat in that? Is the pshat that the Torah was mechadish, that lagabe the chatas, even the shvach of blias would aser, and that's why you have to break it? Or is the pshat, stomach there is a kasev, even without blias you have to break it? But that's als lefi the tzad, that the kashim would work on the kli chayres. Hashenkin, when we have Rabbi Bar Loya's Memra, that even the Gabe Milchis and Fleishuk's a Teirabola, but still, the Kashering doesn't work on a Kli Cheres. And the Gemara only said that Rabbi Bar Loya is wrong when you masik it, when you do Hesik. But a regular Kashering without Hesik, Rabbi Bar Loya is right. Kashering doesn't work, only Hesik works. That's what Rabbi was saying, Kaderis with Pesach Yishavru, because the regular Kashering doesn't work. So Oyeba Zayin is no makam to say that the Shvir is Tam Xeris HaKosov, even without Blias. The only reason Oyeba Chama thought to say that was because he thought that really Kashrim would work for the Blias. So what's the pshat the Torah said to break it? Well, Zayin, it could be it's Xeris HaKosov even without Blias. But once he's saying Kashrim doesn't work for the Blias, so if I did the pshat in breaking it is because of the Blias. So if that's fact the Gemara, but you have an answer for the Blias, you can return him to the Kivshan. And the Gemara says the Nesin Kivshain is Bishalayim. So the Kitzan Taisis Kasha, then he asks, the Gemara is Mavur that Chazaris Kivshainis work. How could Chazaris Kivshainis be better than Bishal Blay Balua? You have Taisis Teretz that Chazaris Kivshainis is Panim Chadashis Baalakan. And Taisis Grata asks further, that so why did Teretz say Yeshaver? Why couldn't the Teretz give Eitz of Chazaris Kivshainis? Why would there be a chi of shvir? It's not shach to say on the Torah that in eisim kivshainis b'rishalayim. That's what the Rabbanan dikadin. So Taisa says the teretz that ain't a chinami. The Torah is telling you that even shvir would work. Hachzaris kivshainis will definitely work because that would take off the blias. But you would think that faket, if the Torah wouldn't say yishaver, you would think you're mechuyev to put them in kevshenis. Because if you break them, the blius is still there. So you would think that's a problem. If the blius is still there, it'll be a problem. And which then better if you learn, like we said, that the akdar is the inyan like beer nicer, where there you can zicha here, that breaking it didn't destroy the nicer bechlal. You would think you're mechuyev to put in the kevshenis. Kamashal in the pasuk that even shvir is good enough. But it's not coming lafuka that you can't put them in the kevshenis. But this is Taisus Pshat, that Bishul Bloy Belua, that would need Shvira, but Achzaris Kevshenis is better because of Panim Chadashis. And you have Rashi's Pshat, that the Gemara's Maskana is that you need Bliya. And that's why Achzaris Kevshenis work. Then you have a third Pshat, we mentioned it earlier, the Sasemis and the Briskerov say a Pshat, that when the Gemara asked on the Tzad that Bishul Bloy Belua needs Shvira, so when the Gemara asked the Kasha, Nagdrinu Kevshenis, it wasn't talking about you did Bishul. Bishul has an ayam mechayef to asi without blias. But there's another case, a blua b'lay Bishul, iril asechay. Blua b'lay Bishul, you need blias. So on blua b'lay Bishul, they can have a kasha, Nagdrinu Kevshenis. That's a pshat in the Gemara's kasha. And then there's a fourth mahalach to answer how the Gemara can ask Nagdrinu Kevshenis when even Bishul b'lay blua is aser. You have the Briskerov. We mentioned the Briskerov, that he learned up in the Rambam that the din of Miku Shtifa and the din of Shvira is not al tznoiser. It's stam the din that you can't have the blias of kachim left in the pats. Exeris a kasev, not because it's nicer, not like Taisa says because the pats are treif, not like the Rishenim says the din of nicer. Stam the din. So if you're going to say that Bishul Bloy Blua asers, so it's not even because of the blia. Stam. Stomach Zeris the Kosov, if you use the pat for cooking kachim, there's a din, you need Miku Shtifa. If it's a Kli Mathkes, a din by Kli Chayres, you need Shvira. So Be'ez Hashem, we march more in the next year, but he has a shtickle that Miku Shtifa is a din, it has to be done the same day. That's the halacha by Miku Shtifa. Stam, there's a din that Miku Shtifa has to be done the same day. You're allowed to cook as much kachim as you want that day, but the Miku Shtifa has to be done that day. Zakhti Biskirav, but the Shviris Klicheris, you don't have such a din. The Shviris Klicheris doesn't have to be done that day. It can be done whenever you want. Novas then. But the next day, you wouldn't be allowed to use the pot to cook because it's treif, because it's nicer. And Agola wouldn't work because Agola doesn't work on the Klicheris. But Mitzad the din Shvira, you wouldn't have to do it that day. You could use it as much as you want and then break it whenever you finished. But anyway, you won't be able to use it again. Because the next day you can't use it. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. Nejunu look of shyness. Not to patty yourself from Shvir. Avadi gonna have to do Shvir. Because Shvir is Allah even without the blee. Special blee blue and need Shvir. But you won't have to do it that day. So every day I'll put it back in the Kivshan. The next day I'll use it again. I'll put it back in the Kivshan. I'll use it again. When I'm ready for a new pat, then I'll do a Maisha Shvir. I'll break it. Bekaidesh. So I'll be mekayim my mitzvah shvira, but not that day. He says, that's the shakl v'tayah. What's it by asking, he says, v'chiyosin hashpasas ba'azara. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to break chayos in ba'azara. What's v'chiyosin hashpasas ba'azara? Hazak derav, the pshat says, ah, you'll do the mitzvah anyway. Then a shayla is like this. Should every single day you have new pots? Because once you use a kli chayos once, you can't use it again, it's treif. And the only way to be makshir is by putting it back into the kivshan. And ainos in kivshan is b'yushalayim. So I have no eitzah. If I want to use chayres pats in the base of mikdash to cook the kachim, I have to get a new pot every day. And I have to break the pot every day. So the base of mikdash doesn't mind the expense. But the problem is, the azara is going to be pretty messy. Because every day you'll have to break the pots in the azara. What's the other eitzah? Every day bring the pots back to the kivshan. But then you're going to have a kivshan in Yerushalayim. So Abaye says, it's better to have a kivshan in Yerushalayim than to have a messy azara with broken chayris over it. What are you going to do with the mitzvah of shvir? The mitzvah of shvir, what are you going to do? Whenever you finish with the pot, a year later, when it's time to get a new pot, so you'll do the mitzvah of shvir then, but you won't have to do a mitzvah of shvir every day, because the mitzvah of shvir doesn't have to be done the day that you eat it. The mitzvah shvira can be done whenever you want. The only thing is, that you don't have an eitzah because you can't use it anymore. Because once you used it once, there's no way to cash it. But if I could cash it through a kivshan, so then I'll do the mitzvah of shriya later. Ah, yeah, I don't make kivshan in Yerushalayim, but it's better than that, than having a messy azar. So Gemara says, no, it's the mitzvah. The azar was not messy at all. It was the vlobim kaiman, they absorbed in their place. They didn't make any shum mess. And that's why we don't put them in the kivshan, because they're nice in kivshan in Yerushalayim. And mainly, you'll have to be hechrich break it every day. Come days four mahalchem and answer Taisis kasha that if there's a din of bishul b'loy b'lua, so how could chazaris kivshenis help? Why is it better than bishul b'loy b'lua? Rashi says there's no such thing as bishul b'loy b'lua. The maskana is that you need b'lia because, like Rabbi Kivega explains, the only half a minute to say bishul b'loy b'lua is, as we thought anyway, a heksha works. So the shaila is, why did the Torah lie to be machshirit? The answer is, it must be either because there is some residue, and the Torah was makbid on that, or the Pshat Islam, the Torah was makbid without any blias. But once we know that a heksha doesn't work, so there's no reason to say that the Torah was makbid on bishul b'loy b'lua. That's how Bekvega explains Rashi. We have Taisa's Pshat, that on bishul b'loy b'lua, you'll need a ma'isa shvira, but here it's a different keli, panam chadashas ba'olakan. We have the Pshat of the Sfasemis and the Chdushi Agriz, that the Gemara's kasha on the tzad the bishul b'lay b'lua needs shvira. The Gemara's kasha was on b'lua b'lay bishul. There you need the b'lia. So there kivshayna should help. And we have the pshat from the Rav and the Sefer that even if you taka need a shvira, but you don't need a shvira that day, you can do a shvira later. The only reason why they would do the shvira s'licheres every day is because they can't use it later. But if you can be maxil the kivshaynis and use it later, so just use the pat, be constantly maxil the kivshaynis, instead of getting a new pot every day, and you'll do the shvira at the end when you're ready to get a new pot, after you use it many, many times, you could do the shvira then, you'll be yetzer the shvira then. And now let's see the Gemara Vaita. The Gemara in Amud Beis brings down a whole story with Rav Yitzchak Bar Yehuda that used to be Bar Aaron Bar Chama, then he went to Rav Sheshes. In the end, he asked him the shaila bishul b'mixas kli tam riku shtifa yentan. Let's say he only cooked from part of the kli. Would that require a Mariku Shtif in the entire Kli, or no? Would it only be a Mariku Shtif in the part that you used? And the Gemara in the end brings a brice that says you do need Mariku Shtif in the entire Kli, and the Gemara brings it from a Pasuk, in Mechlin Echeshes Bushola, Filo B'mixas Kli. Now Taisus is bothered that Mimanavshach. What was the shaila? Was the shaila shaila mitzias that when you cook in a mixas kli, does it go to the entire kli? Is it mefafei in the entire kli or not? So if so, so why are we only asking a question by kachim? Why don't we ask a question even by other isurim? And if the shaila was that we understand that it only is in that part of the kli, but maybe there's halacha exeris akasiv that even though the bli is only in one small part of the kli, but you still need mirik of shtif of the whole kli. So when the Gemara discusses about the dam, that you see by the dam, you only need kibbutz in the makam adam, and so the kli is also, and the Gemara says it's different, because dam is not mefafeya. Bishul is mefafeya. So that sounds like the bishul is mefafeya means it does spread to the entire kli. If the Gemara understood that it did not spread to the entire kli, and still you would need mrika shtifa for the entire kli for exeris akasiv, so what's the chilik when we say that just like the kibbutz of the dam chatas, you don't say that you need the kibbutz of the entire beged. And the Gemara says, me dummy, here it's mefafeya, here it's not mefafeya. That's not true. By bishul also it doesn't spread to the entire kli. And Taisus doesn't answer the question. But halacha l'maisa, whatever the pshat in the Gemara is, there is a machlekes apeskim, what's taka the din? Do you say cham eksasei cham kulay, and if there's blias in one part of the kli, that memela travels to the entire kli? Or no? The blias remain just in the part of the kli which has the blias. It's brought in Yeridea, Simon Tzadik Dalit. Then there's also a shaila, which is brought primarily in Yeridea and Simon Kufchaf Aleph, a little bit in Erechayim also in Simon Tufnan Aleph. What's the halacha l'maisa by other kelim? If a keli was used partially with Isser, do you have to do agol in the entire kli, or just agol in the place which the Isser was used? Now this Gemara is pretty mefurish that it's just in the place where the Isser is used, because the Gemara right after this brings the din that the Mishnah says that Kache Kachim and Kachim Kalam Nimikah Shtifen. Reb Shimon says Kachim Kalam do not. And the Gemara says, according to the Rabbanan, that Isa tells you Prat Latruma, that Truma does not need Mikah Shtifa, and that's the Raya Kachim Kalam do. And the Gemara says, Kasha, what do you mean? Truma doesn't need Mikah Shtifa? Aye, when you cook Truma in a pot, you can't cook in it Chulin, and if you do, it's B'nai Sintam. So the Gemara says three Terutzim. One is that, let's say, you only cook in a Mixus Kli, so by Truma, you only need Mikah Shtifa in a Mixus Kli. Now, Shein Ken Kachim, you need an entire Kli. And the other pshat is that Mikah Shtifa has to be with wine, and with water, I mean, and Hagalah could be with wine as well. And the third teretz is that Mikah Shtifa requires an extra rinsing, B'tzeinen. Hagalah doesn't require an extra rinsing, Mikah Shtifa requires an extra rinsing, B'tzeinen. So Abaye's teretz, that by Truma, if only part of it was used, so you only have to do Hagalah on that part, as opposed to Kachim Kalam, we have to go on the whole Kli, would seem clear that by other Kalim, if part of the Kli was used, you would not have to do a go on the entire Kli. Seems like a Mefurish Gemara right here in Zvachim, that Tzadik Vavim Beis. But Lamaisa, it is a discussion in the Paiskim. The Tur and Simon and Yeridea Simon Kuf Chaf Aleph brings the Rashba, that says that in contrast to Blias, where a Blia on part of the Keli would go for the entire Keli, Hagalah on part of the Keli does not work for the entire Keli. Hagalah for part of the Keli would only work for that part. You'd have to do Hagalah on the entire Keli. That's what the Beis Yosef, that's what the Tur brings from the Rashi. But the Beis Yosef also brings a Rush, which he holds as also Mashma that way. But then the Tur says, V'linera, that if the only part of the keli was used with Isser, and you do a Hagalah on that part that was used, so Kabbalah Kach Paltai. That's the rule by Hagalah. However the keli was used and acquired the Blia, that's how you do Hagalah, and that's how it makes the Plita. Now the Beis Yosef seems to learn it's a Machlekes, the Rashba and the Tur. And the Rashba holds, even if you use the keli on part, but you still would need a Hagalah on the entire thing. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Simon Kuf Chaf Aleph. But other Achreinim, the Bach, the Drisha, other Achreinim, seem to Naman that Lav Dafkitz HaMachleikis, the Rashba was talking about if the entire Keli was used for Isser. Now you might think, even if the entire Keli is used for Isser, but you do a Golan part, so Cham Mitzase Cham Kulei, and that will get out the Blias in the entire Keli. So in that, the Rashba says no. If part of the keli is bileya, then the bliya goes into the entire keli. But if the entire keli was bileya, and part of the keli is kashered, it doesn't get out the bliya from the entire keli. But that's only if the bliya got in through the usage of the entire keli. But if the bliya only got in through this part, then a hechsher on this part would work out skabel lekach baltai. And that's how the Ramah paskins, there in Zimun Kuf Chaf Aleph. Now, actually, like the Gayim points out, particularly in Simon Tufnan Aleph, the Gayim points this out, the Ramah seems to hold that you don't say Cham Iksas, say Cham Kulay altogether. And when you use part of a Keli, the Blias don't go into the entire Keli. But the Ramah is saying that even if they would go to the entire Keli, but nevertheless, a Hechsher of this part would work. And the Ramah also brings it from the Ran. It's also in the Bedekabayis and the Ra'ah, in Taras Abayah Shar Dalad Perik Dalad. So Kumdais, there are really two reasons to say that the Heksher of a Mixus Keli could work. You have the Tur and the Ran and the Ra'ah and other Rishainim that say Kabbalah Kach Paltai, that even if it were to spread throughout the entire Keli, but a Heksher, as long as the Heksher was done exactly the same way the Bliya was done, so Kabbalah Kach Paltai, and the Heksher would succeed in taking out the entire Bliya. Or you could say a different pshat. The Mordechai holds this way. Other Rishonim hold this way. That it doesn't. The Truma Sadeshin speaks about it. Simkuf Lamed Beis. He paskins that way. That it doesn't go through the entire Keli. Even the Blia doesn't go through the entire Keli. And Nafkamina, if you use the part of the Keli, which the Blia wasn't there without any Hechsher, and there might be other Nafkaminas, the Truma Sadeshin talks about a case where part of the Keli is Cheres, where you won't be able to Kasher. He talks about a Becher which has a glass on it. And he says it's not a problem because You don't say the bliya travels through the entire keli. Hashengen, if you're going suos kabayle kach peltei, so that wouldn't work for things that don't have a helchas hechsher, like cheres. Or so the shach in simon kufchaf aleph in yardei sifkat and yedzayin, he brings a sheet this ra'ah, that dafka when you do hagola, then you say kabayle kach peltei. Because just like the bliya came in through this part and spread through the whole keli, so the hechsher of this part will get it out, kabayle kach peltei. But Liban, which doesn't work like Hagala, Liban works that it burns it. It only burns the part that you're doing Liban. It doesn't burn the other part. That's the Ra'az Chilak. But this is all assuming that the Bliya will spread through the entire Keli, which, like we said, is a Machlokes HaPeskim. So Lissikum. That's for sure. If you use the entire Keli for Isser, you have to kasher the entire Keli. Kashering part of the Keli doesn't work. The question is if you use part of the Keli for Isser. The Mechaber seems to hold that the Rashba is saying that even if you use part of the Keli for Isser, but the Blius will spread throughout the entire Keli, Mashenken, the Hechsher only works on the part you're being Machsher. Mashenken, other places, you could say one of two things. You could say Bechlal, that when you use part of the Keli, the Blius don't spread throughout the Keli. The Blius are only in that part, so certainly Hechsher would work on that part. Or you could say that if you use the entire Keli for Isser, so you have to cash the entire Keli, Kabbalah Kachpelte. But if you only use this part of the Isser, even though that made it spread throughout the entire Keli, but since the way it was used was only this part of the Keli, so Mele Hechsher on this part of the Keli would work, and that would take out the Blius in the entire Keli, Kabbalah Kachpelte. Now, if you're going to learn the Rashba, that he holds that even if you only use part of the Keli, you still have to match the whole Keli, so what do we do with Agamara, which says clearly that by Truma, you only have to Yamakshah that mixas? So the Emes is the Mishmeres HaBayis, which was also written by the Rashba, on the Ra'ah that says that you say Kabbalah Kach Paltei, he says, no, Mechatesa. And he says that this Gemara could be his Dafka by Truma. By Truma, we're more Mekel, he brings a Rayas that we're more Mekel by Truma. Mashengi Beshari Surim, you'd have to Yamakshah the whole Keli, even if you use part of the Keli. So this Mishmeres HaBayis seems clear, like the Beis Yosef shot in the Rashba, that the Rashba is that even if you only used part of the Keli, you still have to be makshed the entire Keli, because he says it's chilek, the Chuma is different, Chuma were more makel. And it could be the Paiskim weren't so samech on the Mishmeres HaBayis for the Shita Sarajba, and they were saying the Teres HaBayis is not Merchuk Vesechnish. The Mishmeres HaBayis seems pretty clear, although there also, he doesn't write it with a klarkeit, he writes it as a possibility. But it seems clear, at least he named on the possibility, that by Shari Surim, a using part of the Keli would require Heksh of the whole Keli, Chuma is different. The Emes says the Rambam also holds Chuma is different, the Gabi another thing. The Rambam seemed to have a different shot in the last Gemara. The Rambam says clearly that by Chuma, if you cook Chuma in a Keli, all you need is Hadacha. You just have to wash it with cold water. You don't need hot water, bechlal. And the shaila is why? Truma is asal azarim. It should be like a tray for keli. So the Kesef Mishnah brings, it's the Rambam in Perek Tesvav, Hilchus Truma salachi yates. The Kesef Mishnah brings that Truma will more makel. So mele, all you need is hadacha. You don't need actual heksha. You don't need actual hagola. And the shaila is, what do you do at the end of the Gemara? When the Gemara says, "Lenitzchu el adam emarim riku shifa betzayin and ha'afilu b'chamin," so a lot of achreinim, the Merim Esadif and the Netziv, Reb Chaim Knievsky says it in his Derech Emuna, and other achreinim, they say the Rambam was garis vakert, and the Rambam was saying that riku shifa you need b'chamin and ha'afilu b'tzayin, but according to Man the Amen, that riku b'shifa is also b'tzayin, so then it's a teres of shita fisera. But the Rambam also holds this thing that Chuma will more makel. The Rambam is saying, Bechal, you don't need Agola Bechamin, you could even do it Betzainen. And the Rashba is saying that even though his Shita is, Akapanim in the Mishmeres HaBayis, he's naming on, that using part of the Keli require Heksh of the whole Keli, but Chuma will more makel, and you only have to match the part that you used.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.